This is a podcast about three dudes talking about bullshit and crushing some brews. Don't take too serious our fucked up views. Welcome to Things That Are News. Welcome to Things That Are News.
How pretty is your hair?
Hi everyone, welcome to episode seven?
Seven.
You think one of these days I'm going to learn to like know what episode it is? Welcome to episode seven of Things That Are News. Today's a very special episode because we have a super special guest. Who's our special guest?
Our super special...
No, it's not you, Bailey. Dev, say hi to everyone.
Hi everyone, thanks for having me, guys.
That's Dev.
Yeah.
You excited to be here?
I'm real excited. It's going to be like real fun. We're going to get like real drunk and we're going to say some shit.
I
hope he sounds as pretty as he looks.
Alright.
He sounds so pretty in the microphone.
Wait, I look pretty but I don't sound pretty?
No, he hopes you
no,
sound
pretty. I hope.
You've heard him
But still, come on. Why you gotta put me on the hot seat? I'm just trying to compliment how pretty he is. And now here you're making a whole humdiggle about it. Do some introductions here, Jeff. Teach the people about Devin And.
Thank you for that.
Devin And.
Don't ever say that ever.
Do you look pretty?
No, that the other thing.
That blasphemous word. Okay, so.
Why do I have to introduce Dev? Dev, introduce yourself. This is like the first day of kindergarten.
Okay.
Tell us something about yourself.
Yeah, show and tell. What's your favorite thing?
My name is Dev. my favorite thing.
What's your favorite thing?
What's your favorite?
If you could pick one thing.
Batman.
Batman is a pretty
good. Yeah,
this is why you're allowed on the podcast. This is a good pick. What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing? I can't say that publicly.
Anyway, so for those of you first time listeners, what we do here, we're going to talk about some things that are news, as the title would imply.
Yeah.
I just got that.
Oh, God damn.
We're going to rapid fire some news stories, and we're going to go into our main topic. What's our main topic this week, Bailey?
Our main topic is...
You don't know how to word it at all, do you?
It's a whole...
What's it in honor of?
St. Patrick's Day.
Holy fuck. You have no idea until right now, did you?
I almost forgot. Yeah, it's just because I'm pessimistic.
This is why you're not allowed to host the show.
Okay.
So this week, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, our special topic is all of our best drinking stories. And that's why we brought on our friend Dev, one of the best drinkers I know.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Guyanese people, you
know?
Makes
me feel real good.
But we're going to start off, Dev, with some rapid-fire news.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready. I don't know a lot of news, but I'm ready.
Take it away, Bailey.
Okay, so do you know, Dev, that they did all-day breakfast with McDonald's in Canada? Because there's a better feature coming out. We got McDonald's home delivery coming in 2018. What say you to that? Are you stoked, or do you think you're going to be a fat ass and sit at home and order too many McDoubles?
Yeah, I mean, it's real exciting in theory, but I think over the next year when it does come out, like, I think everybody's going to gain like 90 pounds.
Yeah, probably.
It's the country.
I'm so down, dude.
I mean, it's
like
Canada.
When I'm hungover as fuck, and I can just be like, oh, if I only had like 40 nuggets right now, yeah, everything would be okay.
At any time of the day.
So nuggets.
And if it's like an app like Uber Eats, I don't want to have to call someone at McDonald's.
Yeah.
There's no way they're introducing it without an app. There's no way. But so you got nuggets. If you order something home delivery of McDicks, what would it be?
Don't stop saying McDicks.
I mean, McDicks is fine, okay?
I mean, definitely, most definitely, like, if you're going to order delivery, you're going to get nuggets.
You're going to get nuggets.
Nuggets?
And maybe a McFlurry.
Oh, McFlurry would be so good.
That's fudge.
There's no way you can, like, get ice cream delivered.
No, I don't think there is.
They're geniuses. They cornered the ice cream delivery
market.
There's like a place that like sells burgers like near me that I was like contemplating ordering like just so I can get two milkshakes delivered. Whatever Christine wanted.
I mean, sometimes you just crave a milkshake sometimes, and no one does that.
And all the dairy. And all the Dairy Queens near me closed down for winter, and it's the fucking saddest thing. I had to drive to fucking like Scarborough to get ice cream.
Don't you have a blender? Why don't you make your own fucking milkshakes, bro? Come on.
Do I look like a man who makes things for... No. You know what I eat?
He doesn't do things for himself.
The skinny that Christine made. You know what I had for lunch? McNuggets.
That Christine made.
What I had for breakfast? Fucking Tim Hortons. I don't make things.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm a visionary. I see things. I don't make things.
That's why he doesn't He only drinks beer. He doesn't make drinks either.
I don't make drinks. I just drink beer or straight scotch. That's it.
Straight scotch.
You don't fuck with the classics, you know?
Whiskey shits.
Well,
whiskey shits.
Speaking of the classics, all the weed stores in our city, a.k.a. dispensaries, as their proper name is, got raided this week. Do you think it's a big deal, Jeff?
How does this relate to the classics? Is there a weed store called the Classics?
I wish
not. You've already lost me.
Weed is a classic. It's a classic.
It's a staple.
Yeah, it's like a staple go-to story.
Go-to story.
What's
your question here?
How do you feel about
weed?
How do you feel about the weed stores being raided? Are you one of those sassy people that are like, "Let us have our free smoking rights," or are you like? Take it all away from the stoners.
I guess both. I don't know.
You don't know?
I like a good raid, you know, like raid 2, that's a good raid.
Oh, yeah.
But
sounds good though.
So
I also like freedom of getting fucked up, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's the biggest
thing. I'm not down with medicinal marijuana.
Neither am I.
Because I don't like plants, you know? Like it's like I don't like homeopaths. Don't give me like some herb of wheat and then be like, "Oh, now your cancer's gone." No, like give me some fucking pills. Be concentrated.
Okay.
Not like smoke this plant and maybe you'll feel better. No, I don't fuck with that. No. But if you want to get high, be my guest.
Okay, that's totally fair.
I also think like crack should be legal. But that's.
Do you think it's fucked that the cops are taking the weed away from us, Dev?
You know, I kind of shy away from that whole. The whole weed thing.
Yeah,
so I don't have much of an opinion about it.
Don't give a fuck.
Indifferent.
Makes totally no difference
to
me.
Taking people's civil liberties away, and you're like, yeah.
when you put it that way,
shutting down small businesses, and you're like,
Yeah, I don't mean for you at all by any means. It's just, do you think people should have the right to go to a store to buy it?
Because they're gonna get it.
I'm gonna mark that one. Okay, but do you think people should be able to get it at a store, Dip?
Yeah, I mean, people get a card for that shit, so yeah, go and buy your shit if you want it, and if the police come and tell you you can't do that, then that's pretty shit.
No, that's fair. Well, I wish...
They seem to do that a lot, so...
You tell them, Dev.
Goddamn police taking all our marijuanas.
Next news story.
Marijuanas.
I feel like you can do this one better. Do it justice. Give Sheldon some justice here.
Why you gotta say shit that upsets me?
Is it because he's like tall and lanky? Like
yeah,
Sheldon?
I'm kind of fucking offended.
I am.
Is it because I'm smart? You call me smart?
Yeah, I'm calling you smart. You're smart.
Good like, choice in superhero t-shirts?
Very good choice. Bazinga.
Because I wear short sleeves on top of long sleeves? Because that's still in style.
I don't see you do that anymore. You're talking
that's debatable.
Shit right now.
You don't like short sleeves? You wear long sleeves on top of short sleeves.
Yeah, how about that? Is that okay?
That's a trick question because I'm pretty
sure you're wearing long sleeves on top of shirts.
No, it's a wife beater underneath.
It's a really short sleeves.
So right. Technically, you are right, yes.
They're very short. Oh, yeah, so the story. The Big Bang Theory is getting a spinoff show. That's it. That's my
I wonder which character.
Of who?
The fucking Sheldon. And yeah. It's going to be 9-year-old Sheldon?
Is he going to be homosexual yet? Or is it going to be...
The actor? Like
the character. Is it gonna
I don't think the character likes dick.
Oh, yeah, the character.
He has, like,
the
a
ladies.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So I thought it was going to be like...
You know, like, gay actors can play straight people in shows.
I know, but I thought they were going to make it like a coming-of-age story. Like how Sheldon finds his sexuality while being an astrophysicist.
Like, fucking dudes and going to, like, gay bars and shit.
Yeah, well...
It's not an astrophysicist.
He's... A physicist of some sort.
Yeah, it'll work.
I don't
know why I care so much.
Yeah,
it's not a right show at best. But how do you feel about this? Do you like Big Bang Theory, Dev?
It's okay. I mean, my mom loves it. She loves that shit. But it's like, I like the superhero jokes they make. But other than that, it's just kind of.
As long as we have like no superhero stories for Dev. Screw the pooch on that one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach. You guys keep talking.
Okay. So this is my highlight here. All right. So about a month ago, Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, won the Golden Globe for his utterly fantastic TV show called Atlanta. Right?
I watched it.
It's garbage.
Oh, you guys are so lame. You got to watch that shit. But further is, in his acceptance speech, not only did he say Bad and Bougie is the best song to ever have sex to, he also said that...
I can get behind that. It's not a pun.
Hey.
You guys never get my jokes.
See what you did there.
You're just too smart for us, Jeff.
For witty.
But good old Donald said that.
The Donald?
Not the Donald. The other Donald said that Migos are more legendary than the Beatles. Do you think that the Migos have more hit records that are relevant to good old kids
really
these
days?
Really
fucking dragging out this question, eh?
Yeah,
well,
do you
think
Migos
is better than the Beatles? Or more iconic?
Honestly,
there, yeah. You see how long that took?
Well, if you guys didn't keep interrupting me, I could have spit the fucking question out. Jesus, so Migos or Beatles?
Tyrell's going to hate me for this one, but I honestly think Migos is ass.
You do?
I don't find them... I think they just talk a lot of nonsense, to be honest.
Yeah. I feel like that's their shtick.
Yeah, exactly.
It just doesn't get me.
But didn't the Beatles talk a lot of nonsense? If you didn't do acid and see yellow submarines, the Beatles would be nonsense to you,
that's
too.
That's a good point, dude.
See?
Fucking yellow submarine, that's straight gibberish, dude.
Yeah,
that's you so hear true. What they're saying, so... But still straight gibberish.
Make a good point.
Like,
but
if you weren't a hippie in the 60s and you heard the Beatles, you'd be like, the fuck are these dudes even
saying?
Before that's like Elvis, and that dude just has marbles in his mouth, so...
Even Strawberry Fields, it's like, okay, this
it's
John...
It's a pleasant song.
It's a pleasant song, but this John Lennon guy just kind of runs through Strawberry Fields. Like,
forever.
The fuck is good here? Like, doesn't even make sense. But Jeff's just ignoring me, so fuck him.
He's just on his phone.
So, the next news story is The Matrix, classic movie from when we were kids, already being rebooted.
Oh,
but
really? I didn't know that.
They usually, like, lead into that fucking, that's the zinger. Yeah, they're rebooting it.
But
you're not allowed to introduce news.
No, if you fucking listen to me, the zinger is rather...
But he didn't know, so he was zinged.
Yeah, well...
He was abruptly zinged.
Let me finish delivering
pretty zinged.
It. Even further...
Thank you, Jeff.
Even further...
Blacksman!
Jesus Christ!
That's what you're getting to, right?
Yeah. In a polite way...
Don't beat around the bush!
Michael B. Jordan, mm-hmm. the same guy who played Creed, is gonna be Neo. Is
oh,
it gonna be...
And the Human Torch.
Oh, fuck off!
I didn't watch that one because it looks like his poop.
No, no.
Yeah.
Is Michael B. Jordan better than Keanu? That's all. Yeah, are you stoked? You
he's got a bigger dick. But.
That, well, I think we can agree on that. But
actually, I bet Keanu's got a fucking hose.
I don't.
That
think
dude
so.
Looks like he's got a hose. Like, he looks like he's got nothing to
but play. He always, he's always so depressed, though. Like, he just looks like he's nonchalant.
Have you seen John Wick?
Everything.
I don't think he's depressed.
No, like, have you seen him, like, not in a movie?
Like, no, like, yeah, like, his real
that's
life.
That's the world's saddest man.
Yeah. He
I
just
feel
doesn't
like
care
we're
about
being
anything.
Tricked by memes. Is he really that sad, or are you just doing
well, I believe
things?
Memes run the world, so.
Yeah, that's very true. But do you think it would be good with Michael B. Jordan, or do you think it's going to be bullshit because it was made, like, 15 years ago?
Well, I mean, they're trying to reboot everything. I think, you know what, to be honest, Michael B. Jordan, I haven't seen him in many things, so I can't judge his character.
He's all right.
But
he's all right.
I wouldn't mind a Matrix reboot. I mean, when I was a kid, it didn't make a shit ton of sense, so.
Quick question. Who would be Trinity?
Me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Would they
not
pick...
fucking Jennifer Lawrence, because she's in everything now.
Yeah, so would they pick another African-American woman, or...
Would they pick a what?
Would they pick an African American woman, or would it be like an Asian lady just to mix it up?
Either way, I'm going with Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah,
I feel like they wouldn't do that because that would bring.
It's like drawing.
Yeah,
it's
kind of. Yeah.
I think they should put Arsenio Hall as Trinity and just fucking spin it out. Make
I want
it.
Susan Boyle.
Who's gonna be?
Oh shit! There you go.
Who's gonna be Morpheus?
Oh, fuck.
It's gotta be a white dude.
No, I think they'll bring whatever the fuck his name is back to Morpheus.
Do you think it's gonna be like a hard reboot or like a soft reboot?
It'll be a
better
hard
question. Do you know the difference?
A hard
Dev,
reboot.
Do you think it'll be a hard reboot or a soft reboot?
I mean, I didn't know it was gonna be a reboot, but if they're gonna reboot it, I think they should do a hard reboot.
Hard reboot?
Yeah.
Bailey?
Soft.
Why?
Because the storyline is already solid. Like, they shouldn't have to change up the whole storyline structure. They can change the characters and shit, but not...
Okay, so you proved he doesn't know the difference.
That's what I thought.
A hard reboot...
Yeah, explain.
...doesn't acknowledge the fact that the original ones exist. So if you do a soft reboot, and it's like a continuation, but it has none of the same characters, that's a soft reboot.
Okay, then it'll be a hard reboot. You can't have two Jesuses.
It's like a sequel the way, like, Age of Extinction was. It was just a complete bunch of different people, but it still existed in the same timeline.
Same saga.
Okay. Yeah. Are we going to have another X-Men on our hands here? Jesus Christ.
I mean, I was just moving linearly.
X-Men... twice I'm not even going down that.
All right, read how I wrote the next news headline.
So...
just read how I wrote.
Dev, respond immediately after I say this.
Yay or nay?
Pope to let priests fuck.
Yay.
Yay!
Oh, shit. For realsies, he's debating about letting priests get married to deter the whole, like, child thing.
I don't know if that's the reason.
I really hope that's the reason.
I think it's just about, like...
I mean, why the hell not?
Yeah.
I don't know much about...
I don't understand why they weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
Neither do I. I'm not that deep.
Is it like a devotion thing? I think it's like why Jedi can't get married.
Yeah, it's one of those like you're in love with God, so...
That's
man, nuns do it.
Yeah, but that's like a lady. So it's not gay as fuck. Well, I mean, it's assuming God's a dude. Now I'm the bigot.
I was going to say, you're going to offend a lot of people with that statement.
Now I'm the bigot.
Jeff is using gay interchangeably with any sort of gender choices.
No, I'm saying like gay, like a dude wanting to love a dude. That's homosexual.
Okay, moving on.
You made a cover your tracks there.
I was saying that's gay.
I'm not trying.
But I didn't cover my tracks when I said God.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I can't read your writing on the second last.
Oh, it's straight gibberish. It's Connie McGee. That is a picture of a guy with a big fist. Floyd.
Oh.
I'm going to come right out and say, I don't know who the hell that is.
Connor McGee?
Connor McGee.
Connor McGregor.
Oh, now I know who that is.
Yeah, he about to fight money-making Mayweather.
What's he about to?
Yeah, well, they're starting to negotiate the purse and the event now. Do you think it would be a good fight?
Def? What color do you think the purse will be?
What color?
Is it like a big purse?
Do they win like a big purse from this boxing match? Or what's good here? Is it Gucci or is it Ralph
Prada.
Lauren?
Some Prada shit.
Some Prada.
Prada? Mm. Prada? Who? The quick and not too deep. Who makes more money out of the arrangement? Connor or Floyd?
Probably Floyd.
I agree.
Because exactly. Floyd's coming out of retirement for it. Exactly. If he does. So like,
and risking breaking his unbeaten record, right?
When is that supposed to be?
It's like super subjecture.
Oh.
Yeah, like there's...
Conor McGregor's just been talking some shit.
Oh,
okay. It's like, I fuck up Floyd Mayweather. And then, like, Floyd's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like,
did you actually look at that link from the Ali fight in the 70s where he fought an MMA artist, though?
No.
The shit was sad. It was very atrocious. The MMA guy just laid on his back the whole time with his legs in the air as Ali just stood there looking at him like I'm not going to... challenge you there. Like, you gotta stand up and try to punch me. It was really boring. It was like 20 minutes of them just looking at each other. So, Dev, radioactive boars. What would you do if they were a real thing?
If they were a real thing,
yeah.
Run the hell away.
What if we told you?
That they are in Japan.
Why?
Because Fukushima, bro.
Ugh.
It's leaking radiation into the Pacific Ocean, and it's gotten so bad that the boars are now fucking huge.
Wasn't that the nuclear thing that exploded like 5 years ago?
And it never got cleaned up, pal.
Never got cleaned, just oozed right into the ocean.
That's why I don't eat as much sushi anymore. I'm not even bullshitting.
Well, you're fucked, dude.
Bruh, like, it's okay. You can have sushi like once a month. What if you get superpowers? Touché.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Be frozen. So I was
like, oh no, like radioactive, like, drums of shit that like got in Daredevil's eyes. I'm like, get over here. Get in my mouth.
Could become the Joker, Jeff.
Oh, God.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Dev, if a radioactive boar attacked you, how would you defend yourself? What's the first maneuver? Are you going to pull a Call of Duty and just try to let it jump on you and snap its neck? Or are you going to, like, freak out and panic?
I mean, a radioactive boar, what happened to it? So, like, what's coming at me right now?
It's a big old boar.
Just a big boar?
It's huge.
And it gives no fucks because it's
Because it's just... Right. Imagine a rhino-sized boar that just snorted cocaine.
It's just on some shit.
It's on some shit.
And he hates you because he's radioactive as fuck.
Yeah, he's pissed.
You spilt nuclear radiation into his natural habitat, and he wants to kill all humans.
Natural habitat.
I don't have much boar training, but I'd probably just run for my life.
Oh, you can't outrun the boar.
Can't outrun the boar,
can run out of boar, that's the thing.
Not a radioactive one.
Oh, no, radioactive one, more importantly.
Well, I guess, because he's on some shit, so he's going to get
Yeah, somehow found the last of the coke in Fukushima, and now he's just double as
scared. It's just me, like, man, get
him back. So you're trying to make friends with them to give them cocaine.
That's how you make friends.
Oh, very true, very true. So what you got? I saw you Googling there, Jeffy.
Oh, no, I'm just on Grindr, but,
We won't tell Christine
that. It's jokes that he yelled it out and Christina's not here.
Thank God. She doesn't know yet. But, have you heard about this year, Iron Fist? I want to talk to you about Iron Fist.
Yeah, that's good.
Now I'm upset.
Did you watch it?
Is it because it's the white guy?
I
didn't watch it.
No. I don't view the world through that lens, Jeff.
Okay, I guess it's just me. Did you watch all the other ones?
That's what I was going to say. I didn't finish any of them yet.
No, Luke Cage. Luke Cage is solid. We thought you were geeky enough to bring on here and discuss comics.
Yeah, I could talk fucking comic book shows with you. Did you see Arrow last week?
I did.
Did you watch The Flash?
I did. See, that's what I was about to say.
Did you like the Grodd episode? That was a good Grodd episode.
Yeah, it was a good Grodd episode. I watched the DC shows. I don't watch all of the Marvel shows. I'm going to. I just haven't yet.
You should watch the Netflix ones. Don't watch the fucking Fox ones.
Yeah.
So then, not too deep, just real quick, it's like Justice League. What do you think?
Oh, the movie coming out.
Batflick. Do you think Batflick's going to do a good job?
I think he did a great job, and I'm pretty sure he's going to do a great job again.
Papa.
What about
Aquaman?
I was always on my own. You need to be on the podcast. Everyone talks shit.
Do you think they can introduce Aquaman in one movie adequately enough, though?
Yeah.
Why not? He's Aquaman. He's not
one character.
He's not the face of DC like Batman is, so they can bring him in this movie and then give him
Batman in one movie.
Yeah, and then if they fuck him up, they just change him out with a white dude. Fuck Aquaman. He's the lamest superhero.
Why? Why? Explain yourself.
The fuck is he supposed to do? He talks to fishes.
All right.
Talks to fishes.
The next 20 minutes, we're going to explain to Bailey why Aquaman's the shit.
Aquaman is Pope. He is a king. He is a king. The king is badass.
Fucking irrelevant. He's got basically impenetrable skin because of fucking being in the depths of the ocean.
Okay.
Water pressure is a thing, you know.
So the water pressure against his body all the time. Now he's got like, you can't. So he's like, stab him, your sword breaks.
It's exactly.
So he got like Luke Cage skin?
Yeah.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, give me something else more advantageous because I'm pretty sure Superman has that as well, so.
I'm not saying he can take Superman.
They're just copying their own superhero powers.
Yeah, but he can also talk to fish.
He can command literally any animal in the ocean.
Including Cthulhu.
The Kraken? Have you seen the Kraken?
The Kraken.
That's
what I meant to say.
I noticed something in the trailer that they said that Aquaman always comes up once a year on the King's Tide to bring fish to the people. So, is he, killing his own fish friends to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's just okay with it.
It's a thing.
Just commits fish genocide.
What he's gotta eat.
But which are more important, the people or the fish people?
I mean,
the people probably, because he's half person.
But that's why Aquaman confuses me.
He can command the fish. The fish aren't his family.
Yeah, they're not buddies.
And he's just like fish Hitler.
He just bosses them around, wants to control them,
but really doesn't give a fuck. He'll just feed them to other people.
No, you can just command them at will. It's not like he's like, hey, fish, how was your day today? No, it's like, fish over there.
Do this and do this.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not like buddies. It's not like the fucking lobster in the Little Mermaid.
I thought he was like a fish.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. I thought he was a fish humanitarian. I thought he, cared for their lives.
Yeah, comparatively speaking.
To who?
To you. Okay, to you precisely.
That's true, because I give no fucks about fish.
Yeah.
I mean, eat the shit out of them. Aquaman, bring them all out of my face.
I like that he drinks alcohol in the trailer.
Yeah, it's pretty hype. And then, this giant wave.
And then he just gets fucked up by a wave.
Pretty cool. I like their choice of actor.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
It's pretty solid beast.
Choice. Yeah.
I forget his name, but I used to watch him on my nerdy sci-fi show.
Momoa.
Yeah. Andromeda on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, I like that. That's where you know him from.
Deep cut.
Fucking nerd.
That was his first... Well, he was on Stargate Atlantis before that, if you really want to get nerdy here.
I don't.
I mean,
been an Aquaman type as fuck.
I didn't even take that in. He was on Stargate Atlantis, and now he's Aquaman, the king of Atlantis. It's a conspiracy theory, boys.
Moving on. Any other news stories you got to talk about, Dev? How was your day?
It was good. I was home today. I was just home.
That's good. Bailey?
With mom.
Oh, I can't talk about my day, but it wasn't fun.
All right.
What did you do today, Jeff?
I worked.
That's poop.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Got paint on my hands. I got fucking cholera.
You're painting in a hydro warehouse?
Yeah, who's to say what I do? No one really knows.
I thought you sit in the office now.
Yeah, but then, like, the guy was painting, and he was painting wrong, and I had to yell at him, and I got... It's the whole thing. He wasn't painting right, and I got in trouble for painting. So you have more important shit to be doing. I'm like, but he was painting right. Painting that like shit.
It's okay. You're being a good paint boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho. We're going to move on to our main topic of the day, which is Bailey.
Best drunk stories.
No, I mean, like, the topic's you.
I got to name the topic?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You get
this is a this fucking Bailey mess. Guy. This is not why we get drunk like before the podcast.
No, we got best drunk story, but you gave me a list of fucking questions to answer, and I don't know which one you want me to start with.
I was doing a all right, Bailey.
I got it. Jeff.
Thank you, Dev.
Okay, Dev.
Bailey, you're out of the podcast. Dev, you're in.
Finish the bit, Dev.
I mean, it's done.
It's done.
All right, then go. Right. Introduce it. Since you shat on me
today, we're gonna talk about drinking stories. What's the best drinking story? What's the worst drinking story?
Oh, that's what you wanted me to do?
No, that's not what I want! Fucking... God damn!
It's done now, it's done.
This is every week. Every week. I make a joke and you're like, what?
I think from here on out, you should have a guest every week.
Fuck, I need somebody, you know? Just to understand what I have to deal with, you know?
You are a taskmaster, and then all of a sudden you delegate tasks to me midway through here. Go, lead, start.
Dev, I have a question for you.
Fire away.
What's your favorite alcohol?
Ooh.
Right off the board. Got to be on your toes.
Yeah, and I have toes. To, like, type top of about, like, a brand or
top
a type?
Top of the tongue. No, just top go.
You have to pick one alcohol, and you can only drink that alcohol for the rest of your life. What would it be?
Brand or type?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Which whiskey?
Either Jameson or Gibson.
Bailey.
It was whiskey, but then I got incredibly allergic to it.
Is it your dainty fucking red wine that you spill all over my floor?
Now it's going to be dainty.
You know how much red wine I cleaned off my floor fucking last Saturday?
Because of Bailey?
Yeah, so much red wine. He just spills it everywhere.
I just walked
around. One day he knocked the whole glass onto his laptop.
Why are you drinking red wine, Bailey?
Because I found out I'm allergic to whiskey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
it's kind of a shitty thing to be allergic to.
Oh, it's real bad news. It's real bad news, man. I can't hold anything down, like, two shots, and I'm fucking bad news bears.
Is that why you've been drinking peach schnapps?
Again, peach schnapps.
Yes, actually, though, because I have to stop taking the whiskey. I drink a lot more gin now, though. What about you, Jeff? What's your favorite booze?
My favorite booze? I mean, beer is a classic.
Beer? What type of beer? You like German beer? You like Japanese beer?
I like a mean fucking Rickard's White. I like a Rickard's White a lot.
It's
nice beer.
You like your Belgian wheat ales.
I could probably just drink fucking Canadian until... Yeah.
Okay, I'm drinking Dab. Gets the job done right
now.
Yeah,
you fucking stupid hipster fucking beer.
That's $2. It's not hipster.
Yeah, that's why it's hipster.
That's cheap as shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? This man has butt and you're not calling him. Hipsters do drink Stella. They either drink Stella or PBR. You literally named one of the two beers that hipsters drink. Hipsters drink.
I drink Stella.
When you become a grown-up hipster, you drink Stella.
I don't think hipsters ever grow up. I think they're like snails.
They're just stuck in the past forever.
So what do you mean? They just get a bigger shell over
stuck
time?
In the past forever.
How is this? Please explain that. How is a snail stuck
I'm
in
just
the
spewing shit trying to go along with Jeff, to be
you're
honest.
Alright, Debbie. You're alright, Debbie. Every week.
That was a chair, I promise.
That was a chair. Yeah, real defensive.
All eyes turned. All
right, Bailey. Question for you. This one I wrote down just for you.
What?
What's the weirdest puking story you've ever had? Because I know you got a lot. Because I've been there for a lot.
Weirdest puking story. There's a lot, but like my favorite one is we were at our one of our best friends' parties in high school, And they had the house cleared, but I didn't know his dad was still home. And Jeff can relate to this because he was yakking at the same time.
Yeah, I had a good one that night.
He was in the washroom puking, and I had nowhere to go. And they had a carburetor. I was trying to be the most like helpful person at the house party. So I decided to puke in the carburetor as my girlfriend's like rubbing my back. And I started like, I asked the dude permission, but I started just like carburetting the puke. And I look behind me and like his dad is literally just standing behind me like, are you really fucking carburetting your puke?
I mean, it's pretty efficient.
I'm sorry. Yeah, wait.
Exactly. It's better than my move that night.
Exactly. I just turned around when, like, at least I cleaned up. He's like, but now I gotta clean up the carburetor.
Did you hear it? Yeah, like, do you know about that night?
No, I probably wasn't there. That was in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hulk night.
Oh, the Hulk.
You remember that? And then
that's why I got so fucked. It's not a mixed drink. You don't chug a whole fucking cup of it.
And then we won't specify which Travis, but a Travis was throwing gummy bears at this girl and like saying "catch 'em, whale" and trying to call Shamu, catch 'em, Shamu, and was throwing gummy bears at her.
Dev, do you have a good puke story?
Honestly, I don't.
I feel like you don't puke. That
I don't puke much. Like I think.
It means you're not drinking. Depth puking by the end of like the
puke and rally.
The peach schnapps.
The amount of times I've been wasted and puked, I could probably fit them on one hand.
Because you don't smoke cigarettes.
That's it. It's the good old cancers that's got us puking.
Yeah, I'm just allergic to cigarettes.
It's a good thing to be allergic to. Yeah. I think you should probably stop smoking, Jeff.
Oh, but they're so good.
Think about how much money you save in a year.
Yeah, but think about how sad I would be. I'm already so sad. And if you make me like give up one little fucking glimmer of joy,
a little sliver of happiness you have.
I have a
fucking.
After you answer, I have a quick addition to your puking question. Go. What's your best puking story?
It's probably from that night, dude.
That same night. Then you explain the same night that we're
so literally simultaneously while Bailey's doing that. I'm like. Half passed out on this dude's couch, and literally the last thing I remember is our buddy just like walking up to me like, are you alright, dude? It's like, oh, what is he doing? Oh, he's throwing up in his backpack. And I wake up in the morning, there's just a backpack just like full. Like,
what else did you have in the backpack?
Bailey's iPod.
Shit. Quite sadly. So alternatively, since you don't puke much, Dev, I'll give you an alternate.
Okay.
What's the best puking moment you saw of someone else? Like, what's the best puking you've seen?
So, we're not mentioning names, are we?
No.
No names, okay, so.
Oh, I know what this is!
So, we were at,
especially not with this one.
I can mention that. No, it was your party, though.
Yeah.
So, we had a party at Bailey's house a couple years ago, in high school again. And, it was just a fun time. There's a lot of us there. Did some drinking. And one of our friends puked on another one of our friends, and it was disgusting. It was all over her, and I cried and ran away because I was laughing too hard.
Was that the one where they were just like sitting in an armchair and then just slowly projectile vomited all over themselves and someone else? Because I saw that one. If there was another one, there's a fucking
I'm not sure if that was
here.
The same night, but this one was on the stairs. They were sitting side by side on the stairs, and then it was just like,
blah. My party was too rowdy then, because I saw someone else do that in the same night.
I mean, you had some good parties, Bailey.
Oh, thank you, Pally. Oh, I'm a fucking laugh riot over here.
Were you, Jeff, you were... I'm not sure if you were there. Yeah, you were.
I was probably
there.
The one, like, fucking throwing up somewhere else, so... Yeah, it's kind probably. Of a thing.
No, well, I know what you were doing, but I can't say it on air, so...
Yeah. I should be able to take a sip.
Yeah, drinking poo.
Play the fifth. What's the weirdest place you think you've ever puked, Bailey?
Isn't that what?
No, like a place. Not in a fucking sink. Not that fucking weird, dude.
The weirdest place I ever puked.
I puked in a sink this one time. It wasn't in a garbage can.
That's a hard one, Dev. First, what's the weirdest place you puked?
That doesn't puke. What's the weirdest place you've ever seen someone puke?
Yeah.
Is it in a hat?
I've never seen that. That'd be pretty funny.
Is it on a cat? Is it with a...
How does the rest of that go? I was trying to do the rest of it.
I don't know Dr. Seuss words. Bro, come on.
Something about a mouse?
Something about a house. We got it. We got
right. I just think of Mr. Sprinkles and it gets real dark real
quick.
No
one cares about fucking Mr. Sprinkles.
Mr. Sprinkles.
Nobody cares. About Mr. Sprinkles. God. Damn. Fucking headaches.
The weirdest place I probably puked was like a pumpkin, which isn't that weird.
The pumpkin's pretty fucking
that's
weird.
That's pretty weird. How, what? How?
Like inside a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, like several times. Like that's more
that's
than once.
That's pretty funny. I can't lie.
I mean, pretty good. Well, it's like you're halfway home on Halloween. You're fucked. Just you grab a pumkin, just yakking it.
Candles out. That no in the morning.
Yeah, I don't remember my best puke story. It's not really a puke story, but a puke, so I'm counting it. Do you remember that party when we were in like grade 10? Mm-hmm. And I was passed out in a room and someone had to save me and it was all slow-mo, at least in my head. You know this story?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell this story.
Does that have the bear mace in it?
Yeah, it's the bear mace. Okay, I'm going to ruin the fucking plot twist.
Continue.
Spoiler, there's bear mace in this story. So we're at a party having a good time. I was first introduced to the concept of a Texas Mickey. And three randoms said Texas Mickey. Needless to say, by like 10 o'clock, I'm fucking out. Like a light. Just passed out in this room. Turns out the next day, I threw up inside of my shirt. So I thought that's the bet. You just puke all over your nipples. And then nobody knows. Except you gotta scrape that off the next morning. Yeah. That's a bad time.
Texas Mickey does that.
So I'm passed out. Shit goes down at this party. Ex facto, somebody sprays bear mace to alleviate the problem, not realizing Jeff still passed out in the room where people get bear mazed. So a savior of a friend runs into the bear maze room, carries me out, and saves my life from bear maze.
Yeah, like he was in there for like a half hour. Like a party of like 30 people cleared out of the house because we couldn't breathe. Like it's fucking bear mace. This man's just asleep. We're like, holy fuck, where's Jeff? It's like, oh my god, he's asleep in bear mace.
I'm in bear mace room.
Does that explain everything to do with Jeff at this point?
Nah, I was fucked before that.
Just if you're 16, don't hang out with people that are like 22. And
yeah, they'll introduce you to bear mace.
Bear mace. Bear mace and Texas Mickey's when you're far too young.
It's like when I started smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, this is bad influences. Yeah,
I never put all those pieces together. God. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, this is a fucking man stripping now.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh, just solid. I mean,
not good for him.
Rock that shit for the dollars.
Clothes for money.
Hey, man, power to
who
you.
Who doesn't?
So, are you saying there's something...
To you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Am I saying there's something wrong with taking off your clothes for money?
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not like... I wouldn't say congratulations.
Would you be a sugar baby?
Yeah, I'd be down.
Then what's the fucking difference?
Gotta be a classy one.
Gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Yeah, but you're still going to
sometimes you gotta suck a dick, but like... At least some make someone laugh, you know?
Oh my god.
It's not all about money, you know?
No.
You couldn't pay me enough to suck a dick, but if you're like, that's fucking... Dude, if you suck that dude's
I'm
dick
I'm pretty
right
sure
now,
we already had this
that'll fucking
opinion.
Kill me. And I'm like, you got... I'm like...
Jesus Christ.
We got way off base. I don't know.
Yeah, what's good? What's good now? What's good
fake
now?
Deep throat in the cock. Welcome to part one.
I get another beer.
This is going to be a fun night. All right, well, I guess I walked off without asking permission. It's only 5 minutes, too. All right, what's the next one?
All right. What is... Just all the drinking noises? Okay. What is... I want to save that one. What's a good one? What's the worst thing you've ever done while drunk?
That's like I can't give you that. You want that story? Like embarrassing or worst? Like bad.
Just
feeling.
Fucking pick. Okay. I don't care. I'm not fucking keeping score.
We'll give. I'm gonna give the worst because then there's less chance that I'll make myself look bad now if I deliver.
I mean, it's a little late, but.
The worst thing I ever did while I was drunk is I was in a certain university bar. And there's a certain degree that has a Letterman jacket that's very expensive. And I was a really pissy teenager. So I walked in there and saw a whole collection of them. And I decided to walk out with one of them. But as I walked out, not only did I find all of his IDs, I also had his car insurance papers and didn't return Shit.
And rolling tobacco.
Oh, the rolling tobacco kept me alive for a good month, though. That's the part I'm not guilty about.
That was when we lived together.
Yeah, exactly.
Cute.
Yeah, so it's like, that shit eats me alive. I feel bad now, and it's not a good thing, and I don't condone stealing by any means.
Nah, dude, steal some shit.
I don't condone Jeff's messages. But, yeah, that was probably the worst bad thing I did.
I ain't shit.
But I'm...
You ever suck dick for crack?
Yeah. Do you suck dick for crack while you were drunk?
Yeah.
So that's your story. Wait, tell me. Please enlighten me. When did you suck dick for crack when you were drunk?
It was a Tuesday, I think.
It's going up on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, for real. So you know McConan came out as gay, though?
Who?
McConan, the guy who made Going Up on a Tuesday. Like, he came out as gay.
I didn't know that dude like was real.
Really?
That was just a figment of my imagination.
Okay, whatever. Fuck him. Yeah.
Fuck him.
What's the worst thing you did?
What's the worst thing you've ever... Like
you, not me. Stop telling stories about me.
I like Bailey's stories, though. Because mine are like...
You can tell a Bailey story as long as you don't incriminate me.
Can I tell a Jeffrey story but say it was you instead?
You got a deal.
I'm trying to think of one that won't, like, fucking ruin my relationships and... My parents never talk to me again.
What about the subway one? Were you drunk for that one?
I was pretty... Do you think you do shit like that sober?
That's true. I haven't really done
that's
any
just your
shitty
standard,
things.
Your standard breaking and entering.
I think...
A couple hours in the can.
Yeah, that's past. You can talk about that.
What, are you talking about, like, statute of limitations?
Yeah.
I've already been arrested. Like, they're going to double arrest me. Like, wait, you talked about it? Hold on. Arrest him again. Like, no.
I'm pretty sure we've both been arrested, but Dev hasn't.
I have not. I can
confirm. Good time, dude.
It looks like fun, but I did not put myself in that situation.
When they put those cuffs on
your shorts so you don't hang yourself.
And they, like, take all your shit from you?
I was fortunate enough I didn't make it as far as this man did, but...
Yeah, dude, they took, like, I'm, like, in, like, basketball shorts and, like, a fucking sleeveless shirt. They take shoelaces out of your shoes... The cup is off coming out of my shorts, so I can't hang myself.
Yeah,
I talked my way
out of
it.
Were you with anybody in there, or just like your own self?
No, it's just me. Just like hanging out, like twiddling my thumbs. I thought about like doing push-ups to like make myself look tough.
Yeah.
But like, you look like you're still going to say something like really shocking.
Bruh, like you remember the story of our boy who got caught with a plethora of drugs and just immediately got a cavity search?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get that.
Oh, jeez.
I was just, like, a scared little white kid, and they're like, we'll call your dad, just, like, hang out in this room for
a little bit.
Did
they take it at Burger King?
No. We went to Wendy's.
Damn it.
We don't have as much white privilege as Dylan Roof, okay? We grew up in Scarborough, so...
Jab.
What about you? What's your worst? What's the worst thing you did drunk?
I mean, I'm not shitty. I don't really do shitty things.
You know what? You think you're better than
I am? Yeah, we just admitted to you that we did bad things. You're not sharing.
I'm not a crazy white boy. I don't.
That's fucking racist.
Stereotypes.
We're all bigots.
Yeah, white people are probably the most fucked up people.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the videos you see of people doing some stupid shit on YouTube are predominantly white people.
Always white people.
White people always film that shit.
They do.
That's the thing.
Mm. That's what makes white people more fucked up, because they're the ones going, oh, let's fucking put this on camera and make a movie called Jackass.
Yeah, I'll do you. That'll do you.
Yeah, I'm not really... I'm not shitty. I don't do
shitty. You probably do some shitty things.
I mean, I'm sure it's fun, but I...
It's a good time, dude. Ever break into a Subway sandwich, steal a whole bunch of cookies, wake up covered in crumbs, and be like, fuck.
I did.
Or wake up in the morning with somebody else's car insurance.
Yeah, I don't have those stories. You guys take the cake for that one.
Yeah, well, I threw a jack-o'-lantern. So many jack-o'-lantern themes. I threw a jack-o'-lantern at someone's head once when I was drunk. I didn't know to be
same jack-o'-lantern?
That you puked
I
in?
Wish it was the same one. Rightfully,
that's a good prank.
It'd be quite an attack.
Rightfully, I had a little bit of a guilty conscience, but he reassured me that he was ready for it, so I threw two at him.
Took him like a champ.
Oh, he did. He had. Like, it was a good header, like a
did
soccer.
Did it break on his head?
Oh, well, the first one I had to throw twice until it broke, and then I grabbed another and we did it again. It was quite fantastic.
Sounds like quite the bonding moment for you.
Yeah. Oh, it was, man.
Fuck him?
I may have diddled the jack-o'-lantern after, but not him.
Diddly-do.
So, what's up now, Jeff? Taskmaster Jeff Asanos.
I need to do some shots. Should we take a little break, Dev? You want to do some shots?
We're going to do some shots.
We're going to come back in a little break. Do you know how we do this? So we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to do some shots.
Okay.
I'm going to play some Smash Bros. I'm going to fuck you up again.
Oh, that's... No.
Oh, yeah, we actually beat you. Yeah, shit. Yeah.
They're lying.
Don't say we. You came second.
Yeah, but I've never placed above Dev.
Dev's garbage. It's fine. We're going to do some shots.
Shots.
And we'll be back in, like... I mean, 15 seconds in, like, viewer time, but who knows? Maybe it'll be 4 days.
Billy just stops recording.
The ability of digital editing.
Who's all right. To say?
See you soon.
Tune in now.
Deuces.
News team.
All right.
Yeah, I forgot to start timing again.
Dev, spit a verse.
Are we on right now?
I don't know.
Okay. I got nothing.
Just, yeah.
So, we're on things that are news.
That was good.
Caught me in an off moment. It's pretty hype, I'm not gonna lie.
And we're back. You back, dog?
Ah!
All right. Welcome back. All right, we're talking about drinking. We did some drinking.
Did some drinking.
Just fucking whatever the fuck that poison was Dev made.
Oh, Jesus.
This is real fun.
You guys make fun of me for my dumb jam drinks.
Took some shot glasses.
This guy makes it. He puts jam into mixed drinks.
Jam?
Yeah.
Right. I put it in a proper Boston mixer like it's normal, like a shaker. If you put jam in it. Have you, like, if you have a New Orleans-style mojito, they put, like, jalapeno jam in it, and you fucking put it in a Boston shake. I just use the strawberry.
Nah, that's weird as fuck.
Some jam in drinks.
It's not jam in the mojito. It's like
it sweetens
jam.
It up. It's already got sugar.
Mm-mm.
It's, like, really sweet, and it has the fruit flavor.
I'd pass, no.
All right.
So not a fan of jam in general, to be honest.
Speaking of making childish drinks, Dev, can you tell me the story of the first time you ever got drunk?
Oh, that was my 16th birthday party, which you guys weren't there because they didn't know you at the time.
That's
unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, I had some people over. It was a fun time. And we're not, are we mentioning names? We're not mentioning names?
Just make up a fake
it's,
name.
It, yeah. It's...
So my friend Julio and his... other friend
Devon. Okay, Julio and Devon.
Give me a girl's name.
Devine.
So Julio and Devine came over to my house for my birthday party, and they brought this Mickey Smirnoff. And
hold on, we're changing Devine's name to Grumpy Stiltskin.
Why?
Just because it's more entertaining.
Continue.
Okay.
With Grumpy Stiltskin.
So Julio and Grumpy Stiltskin.
There you go.
Brought some vodka.
We're changing Julio's name to Houlihan.
So, Houlihan and Grumpy Stiltskin.
I like it.
Yeah, let's go.
So Houlihan and Grumpy Stiltskin brought some vodka, and we had some vodka at my birthday party.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it was like a birthday party for like 16-year-olds. So, I mean, I just expected we were going to come and
play some games
and eat some cake and shit. And so we got hammered instead.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I was laying on my driveway, I remember, at one point.
Oh, jeez.
I was telling my mom all the shit I was going to buy her one day. I told my brother I was going to buy him, like, whatever cars and shit he wanted. Anyways, yeah, so we did some drinking, me and Julio Han and Grumple
Stiltskin.
So we didn't tell my mom, and my mom obviously realized that some shit was going on with me. And yeah, she got real sour. And
like a lemon? What's another thing that's sour?
Sour Patch Kids.
Like a dragon fruit. Actually, what is a dragon fruit anyway?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
It's a dragon within a fruit. But either way, that's hectic. Like, lying in your driveway.
Yeah, I was laying on my driveway. I was really drunk at 16 years old. And I'm like, yeah, the cops ain't gonna do shit. I'm at my house. And then, yeah, it was real fun. And my mom was real pissed the next day. And I told her all the shit. Yeah.
Do your brothers still tease you about that?
Oh, he did for a long time, yeah.
I feel like your brothers would tease you.
I forgot that part. He had some of his friends over that night, too. And they were feeding me some shit.
Ooh.
And yeah, he's part of the problem.
Oh, so they egged you on.
No, they thought it was a real good time.
So, as you began drinking as a kid, do you feel your brothers influenced you to be such a badass?
I mean, in what way? You know,
just a badass. I think you're a badass.
And Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, then what's your story?
My first time I got drunk story?
First time you got drunk story.
I think it's the first time I remember. It was my...
Mine's similar, it's okay.
15th birthday? That's all I plugged that I drank. Whatever. it was me and my buddy Banana Hammock. We had a... We had a bottle of vodka, and it was about noon on a Wednesday. And we decided to, you know, it's a good plan. We're just going to go up on my roof.
Oh, God.
We're going to bring up this bottle of vodka and a six-pack of Gatorades. And we're going to put her down. And, what did I say? Banana Hammock.
Yeah.
Almost fell off the roof. I just remember looking over, and he's just sliding down the roof. And I thought it was hilarious. But he almost fell off the roof. And then my dad came home, and I had to go to play a baseball game. And I was fucked.
Wait, what time was that?
What time was it?
Like, were you drunk on the roof? What time of day were you drunk on the roof?
Like, you had to go and play a baseball game after.
3-4 o'clock.
Oh, God.
And then, my dad came home about 5 o'clock. He's like, ready to go. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, yeah, baseball. I'm like, oh, jeez.
I'll go hit some balls with big ass bat.
Nah, I was pitching at the time too, so it was.
Oh, you're pitching, not catching.
Took a whole lot. I'm usually pitching. Nowadays I'm catching, but back when I was a kid, straight pitching.
Did Banana Hammock come play too?
Banana Hammock went home and threw up and almost died.
So you champed it out then.
It was quite the warrior moment.
Banana Hammock.
But it was maybe the worst baseball outing anyone's ever done. I powered through.
That kid does not listen to it, but I'm pretty sure he's gone home and gotten that sick several times.
Yeah, Banana Hammock gets right fucked, eh?
Banana Hammock.
Fucking Banana Hammock. We'll tell you what Banana Hammock is out there.
Okay. I'm really curious now.
Yeah, Banana Hammock got fucked, though. Yeah,
so it was first time? First time?
I think that was my first time. I mean, I did some drinking with my brother, Banoush.
Banoush.
I feel like you relate to that. You don't have to admit to getting hammed, but you had drinks with your family before you were 16.
Yeah, I mean,
so did I. I'm Scottish. Come on, my family was feeding me gin since I was 4.
Had some sips of beer and stuff.
Yeah. No, I was just curious.
I mean, I never got right fucked, but
yeah. No, same. My story's about the same time as Jeff and Banana Hammock.
Mm-hmm.
I got drunk with my uncle. Kimmer Flippy Flaps.
That was a good one.
Is that actually a good one, or you're mocking me?
Somewhere in between, probably.
Okay, then give me a better creative name here.
Dinkelberg.
All right. So, I was with my uncle Dinkelberg. I was just cooking some steaks, and I had no idea what a real Long Island iced tea was. I thought a Long Island iced tea was iced tea.
Glass.
Yeah. I thought it was an iced tea with some vodka in it. Little did I know that my slightly drink-adherent father gave me and Dinkelberg some Long Island iced teas with multiple forms of booze in it. And I was a good old 14, just cooking teriyaki steaks and overcooked the fuck out of them. Next thing you know, I'm in Uncle Dinkelberg's house, just messed up, but Uncle Dinkelberg had several strokes.
Oh, shit.
So it was like, I was supposed to be taking care of him the whole time because my dad went out. And it was like, I didn't know these Long Island iced teas had so much booze in them. So it was like, I'm taking care of Uncle Dickelberg and I'm just tripping all over his fucking apartment trying to figure out what's good here. It was not the best of first drunk experiences, but...
It was real dark.
It got real dark. Poor Uncle Dinkleberg.
Good old Uncle Dinkleberg.
How's Uncle Dinkleberg now?
Oh, he's doing his same old thing. His son takes care of him. There's nothing bad about it. He trades a lot of Dinkleberg? He's probably the last person in Canada trading Pokemon cards. Let's put it that way. So what you got here, Jeffy?
I don't know. You done with your garbage story?
Yeah, I'm really done because my story was garbage.
This is like a question because it dawned on me that I'm kind of the king of this. But what's the worst place you've ever passed out drunk?
I got the weakest one here, so.
Ugh, Dev, do you have a good one?
It's okay. I mean, I think the worst place would be. you guys remember the Brunny?
I recall the Brunny, yeah.
It's a nice place. It's a fun place. It's for those of you who don't know the Brunny, it's actually called the New Brunswick House, but it's just the Brunny for everyone who.
I think it's just the Brunswick House. I don't know if it's new.
It might just be the Brunswick House. Yeah, you're right.
Which one of those university bars, just real quick, is the one that's closing? Is it the Brunny?
It's closed already. No, that's what I was going to say. It's closed already. Okay. Yeah. Like okay. R.I.P. Brunny.
R.I.P. Brunny.
R.I.P.
It was supposed to be like a Boston Pizza or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be. It's big enough to be. I don't know. Last time I was there, I took a tequila shot and puked outside immediately. So.
Yeah, it was the very first time I ever went there. This was like years ago. It was like 20 or 21. I don't know. And we got in there and it was like 10 minutes in. We must have had some pre-drink because I was there for like 10 minutes.
I hope so.
And I ended up in the washroom just out. And bouncers somehow discovered who I was there with. And V2 ended up coming in. Vimlanel's guy.
Better.
No, you're giving him a good picture. You're telling him he saved you.
The bouncer somehow got him, and they both carried me out. Somehow it took two of them to carry me out. I'm pretty built, so they carried me out. And V2 took me all the way home. And yeah, he's a great man for doing that. He's a hero.
How do you think the bouncer actually got the phone number for that man, though? How do you think he got your boy to come pick you up?
Looking back at it, I think it might have been that he was just worried and came in to look for me because I was gone for a while. So then he reeled.
Yeah, you don't think that like you were just babbling to the bouncer and you gave him your phone or some shit? You think like you actually set it up, called him? He was a good boy, and the man came and picked you up?
I mean, I don't think I was in any state to do any of that shit, so I think V2 probably just stumbled into the washroom and just saw me just out, and was like, oh shit, we gotta go.
Alright, so we'll just leave it on the good faith that V2 is actually checking up on you.
He's a real hero. We'll leave it at that.
Oh yeah, shout out to V2 for being a king.
Mishkunak.
Who is now a Canadian citizen. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, congratulations on the citizenship. God damn.
Love that man forever.
We only went to New York in grade 8 and got stopped at the border because he wasn't a legal immigrant yet.
Fucking.
We're all seriously that worried, man. We're trying to go across the border. The man was only a landed immigrant. It was like, shit. We really want you to come to New York. It's like, I don't think you could get into America, and this is way before Trumpsicles.
Shit.
Trumpsicles. Bailey, what's your best passing out story?
I'll spare the sad shit, since apparently my story was sad. But I was about to move into an apartment. I had 2 months between a lease. That's the good synopsis. And I was moving in with some random friends, and I was managing a bar at the time, so I had a tendency to drink a tad too much. And I was staying with some 3 random people and woke up way too drunk on the couch and completely naked. So I was like, woke up in the morning looking around at 2 or 3 naked. They weren't, but
you looked
I was
at two
naked.
Or three naked people?
Two or three naked people.
How many people of them were named Fred?
I know a couple Freds. So about two of them. Two of them were named Fred.
Two of the two or three were named Fred.
two of the three. I was just sleeping naked on a couch and woke up to two Freds and what's the other person's name?
A couple of Freds.
Two Freds and
Daphne.
A Daphne. You just literally named my roommate and my roommate's best friend. You're like,
I was going with Scooby Doo. Thank you, Daph. I'm going straight Scooby-Doo.
Like Scoop!
I never took that in. I'm going to call my friends out on that. They're named after Scooby-Doo characters. I guess that's why I like you guys the best. So, Jeff, what
yeah, I don't know where this is going on. What's my best passing out story?
Yeah, what's your best passing out story? Well, you got a lot, but you got to pick one.
My favorite one is... I was at the... At the bar?
Oh, the bar. You were at the bar?
With my friend, Christoph Waltz.
And Christoph Waltz.
My other friend, Big Donnie.
Big Donnie. I like that. Christoph Waltz and Big Donnie.
Christoph Waltz, Big Donnie, and I were at the bar. I'm right fucked.
Right.
As I am. We're at the local saloon.
All right.
And so we're driving back from the saloon. Big Donnie's DD'ing because we're responsible adults. Mm-hmm. He stops at the McDonald's.
Oh, the McDonald's, yeah.
So we're at the McDonald's. They're like, Jeff, do you want anything from the McDonald's? I'm like, nah, I'm all right. I'll just hang out in the car. Well, you guys go into the McDonald's. They come back from the car. Jeff's nowhere to be found. No, they have no idea. They check the trunk for some reason. Both. They know that's the first place they checked. They checked all around. Couldn't find me. Called me like 47 times. They gave up. They went home. Little did they know. I'd gotten out of the car and like, oh, they're taking forever. I'll just go home. Made it about 37 feet and passed out outside the Tim Hortons. Oh. In about January in like minus 20.
Like, were you just lying on the ground or did you at least have your head laid up on a parking block?
No, I was in like a flower bed.
Oh, you're just lying in a flower bed. Covered with snow because we're fucking Canadians.
Like the drive-thru, there's like the nice flower bed that like lines it. I'm like right up in there. I wake up and it's like 5 a.m. Just crushed a solid dose and then like walked an hour and a half home.
How cold were you?
Oh, so cold. So cold.
Have you fallen asleep outside like that in the winter, Dev?
No, I can't say I have.
Some white
people. Yeah,
I'd probably die.
I haven't yet either. That's why I was fucking amazed. Even no matter how drunk I am, I at least fall asleep inside a hotel on the lobby in the fucking door.
I always make it into some dwelling.
Yeah.
I was just so determined. Like, I'm going to walk home. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just, like, rest my eyes for a second in this Tim Hortons flower
bush.
Yo, I respect that. My paranoia eats me alive. The amount of times I'm going to crash in this bush. Was like, I'll freeze to death.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, super casual about it. I'm like, this is a good spot. Good job, Jeffrey. You made
discreet.
The right call.
No, in a complimentary fashion. Like, I'm envious. I'm envious.
It's not my proudest moment.
No,
slept in a bush or two in my day, and none of them I'm proud of.
I there was many situations that could have been solved in my life if I just went, I'm sleeping in that bush.
I guess my best past outdoors is probably also the bear maze, though.
Yeah. So at least you were inside.
I'm a good sleeper. Holy sleepers, the moral of the story.
Oh, God. I'm just too paranoid. But, so, you got another... Get another question.
I'm going to go pee-pee first.
Sit down. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Yeah, but... Purple? What the fuck? Why are you asking us your favorite color? Red.
Putting you on the spot.
Red. What's your favorite color?
If those two colors fought to the death... Which color would win?
I think mine is more vibrant, and red is just like basic, like blood anger shit.
If you could get drunk with one animal,
giraffe.
Why?
Giraffe. Because I want to see what their necks do.
They just fall, or
are
they just like...
Yeah, did they get, like, does their balance get off? Do they start tripping, or does the neck just reflect the balance? Like, did their whole legs get what? There's so many questions about giraffes. I want to see giraffes drunk.
Definitely a monkey, because I'm pretty sure they have similar humor to us.
You think monkeys have similar humor to us?
I mean, like, we'd do some dumb shit, and they'd laugh, and then they'd do some other dumb shit that I wouldn't have think about, and I'd laugh at that.
All right, better question. So you pick the monkey as your best drinking buddy. You pick giraffe as your best drinking buddy.
As an animal, yeah.
Yeah, don't fucking be meticulous, you fuck. shot for shot, who wins?
Monkey or giraffe?
Defend your position.
Monkey or giraffe? Giraffe, because he's like 5 times larger. Giraffe is definitely larger than a monkey, and he can handle more booze. Come on.
But how big is my monkey?
Oh, it depends what type of fucking monkey you chose.
A silverback gorilla.
Silverback gorilla.
That's not fair, man. You said monkey. If you said gorilla, then I defend you. Yeah. Come on, bro. A giraffe gonna beat a fucking monkey. A giraffe guy, he got so much body mass, he's stumbling
around. Okay, wait. When I say monkey, like, what does a monkey constitute?
A monkey constitutes, like, a fucking... One of those monkeys you find in India that are, like, pocket size.
I don't know about pocket size.
There's some pretty big monkeys.
Like what? Name me.
Like a gorilla.
Other than the spider monkey, because that's too easy.
Like, I don't think gorillas.
A gorilla is not a monkey.
Kind of a monkey?
No.
Okay, fine.
A gorilla is a motherfucking gorilla.
They're definitely, like,
rest
human-sized monkeys.
Monkeys are, like, Curious George.
Can we hold up 1 second? Rest in peace, Harambe.
What?
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Shut the fuck up. Curious George is a monkey.
Yeah.
Yes, he is a monkey. That is a fact.
Harambe is not a monkey.
Harambe is a gorilla.
Yeah, exactly. So what type of monkey are you putting against my motherfucking...
Is it Curious George?
Aren't there, like... Dude, I'm pretty sure there's definitely, like, human-sized monkeys.
Are there?
There's, like, some tall monkeys.
Well, name me a human-sized monkey, and then I will...
Charles.
I will give you orangutan. An orangutan is a monkey that's human-sized.
I named him Charles.
None of you named, because I gave you both the answers.
You said name me one. I named him Charles. What do you want from me?
Do you think an orangutan could drink more than a giraffe?
I'll drink a gorilla.
A giraffe. You really? Really?
Do I think an orangutan could outdrink a giraffe? I think
you don't know what you're talking about.
I think
you're in over your head.
Because giraffes clearly have double the body mass because you look at how long the neck is. Jeff, stop questioning us on animals because
I'm going to give you the answer. You both fought very poor arguments.
Hippopotamus doesn't count. You better not say hippo.
No, I'm saying who wins between the two of you.
Okay.
Monkey wins.
You
know why?
The boy.
No, I don't. Please.
They're in a shot-for-shot competition. Giraffe takes a shot.
Sorry, I'm way
it takes like
gets
three
all
times.
Loose, falls, breaks its neck. Game over.
I do lose. You are right.
Yeah. Monkey, you know, just fucking walk around pulling some shit. Giraffe breaks its neck. Automatic forfeit.
This shit can't even bend over to drink out of a pond. Oh my god, I so lose there. Oh my god. It can't even drink properly.
Monkey would probably just do some dumb shit. Probably just eat his own shit or something.
Probably.
Yeah. While he's still alive to do it, the giraffe would have just tumbled over.
His neck.
You see a giraffe eating out a fucking watering hole? It's just scary.
That's an excellent point, Jeffrey.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break?
Yeah,
let's take a little break. Sweet. I think I just fucking taught you guys why I'm the master of all
you
things.
Won. You are the taskmaster.
Oh, what does your dog have to say?
The dog's having a terrible time. I think we gotta take the dog out.
Give it a little woof.
Woof. I learned to play the woof. Alright, we'll be back. Dev had. Yeah, I'll fucking wing a question of the day. I'm gonna do my classic shtick. I gotta stick to that shtick. And we're back. Did you guys have a good little break? I had a good little break.
Real good. We had some drinks.
You guys frigged?
I lost the bet. I'm real frigged.
Yeah, it got pretty
sloppy pretty quick. Beat Jeff and Smash Bros, so that's all that counts.
But we both fucked up Bailey, so that's what really matters.
That's what really matters. Oh, God. I haven't played Super Smash Bros. Since GameCube. That's the main problem here.
And now we're all frigged. What are we... We're talking about drinking. Drinking. I guess I'm supposed to pose a question.
Yeah.
I got a good question. If you were to drink with one historical figure, who would it be?
Gandhi.
Why?
What?
I just made that up. Well, Gandhi would be pretty interesting, considering the fact of what he did, and being in South Africa and then India. That'd be pretty wacky.
It'd be pretty wacky.
I want to drink with Braveheart.
Is he real, though?
If Mel Gibson says he's real, I believe he's real.
I mean, like, yeah, like, this, it's, like, based on a thing. I don't believe his name was Braveheart.
Was his face painted blue, though?
I mean, they didn't have, like, color photography back then, so...
Well, then, you're bullshitting me. So what what historical figure would you like to drink as?
Do you actually not know, like, what... Nah.
No, he's William Wallace. I know William Wallace. Like, defended the Scottish from the English as they invaded to take over the
Thank you. All right, way to prove your worth. Thank Dev?
Definitely going to go with Lincoln.
What? Oh, Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Lincoln. I thought you were going to, like... Say Linkin Park.
Lincoln, because, I mean, he did some good shit with, like, slavery. And he also hunted vampires and shit, so, I mean...
Oh, yeah, it was a good flick.
I mean, like, I feel like he has some stories about
You guys
Lincoln.
Both actually saw that? The Abraham Lincoln fighting vampires?
Wasn't that a great movie?
I didn't see it.
You guys, oh.
That's a good flick.
It was a really good movie.
What's it called again? Because I want to watch
it. It's literally just Abraham Lincoln. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'll watch it.
It was actually really good.
How many vampires did he kill?
At least, like, 90.
Oh, he actually... A dickload. It wasn't just, like, a handful.
No, he, like, slaughtered vampires.
That was his job.
That was, like, what he was.
So, did Abraham Lincoln save America from vampires?
Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
That's literally, like,
what
the point of it
was. Do you see any vampires?
I don't know. I have extra fangs, so... Hard to tell.
Shut up, Bailey.
Maybe I was meant to.
Lincoln.
Definitely Lincoln.
Lincoln? Lincoln's
He's a cool
good
guy.
Pick. It's a pretty good pick.
What about you, Jeffersonos?
Oh, my pick?
Star MVP basketball
Star
player.
MVP basketball player.
Yeah.
I'm going with Mother Teresa.
Why Mother Teresa?
Because I bet she knows how to fucking party.
You think Mother Teresa knows how to party?
Oh, I can. If not, I can show her a thing or two.
Yikes.
Some controversial topics right there. Come
What's
on.
Wrong with Mother Teresa?
Mother Teresa did not drink.
Hey, you don't know that. You don't know what she got into.
She's not Whoopi Goldberg. Come on.
What? Is that from, like, that nun movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Goldberg plays a nun?
She wasn't a nun.
And she totally got drunk in that movie.
Yeah, that's what you do.
No, it's not
it
what
like,
you do.
It was a ploy. That was, like, them showing exactly what nuns actually
yeah.
do.
That's how they actually act.
That doesn't mean nuns should act like Whoopi Goldberg on a
Everyone
regular
should
basis.
Act like Whoopi Goldberg.
Then we should all be on the motherfucking View. Come
I wish
on.
I was on the View.
You really? You want to be with Joy Philbin on the View?
Yeah, it's my dream.
Oh God, fuck that. You ain't
Whoopi. If you're listening, put me on. I'll be there.
I'm in.
In a fucking heartbeat.
Send me on the View.
What's wrong with Mother Teresa? I feel like it's a good pick.
Mother Teresa's the exact opposite of what you want to say when you're choosing drinking partners.
All right, I choose Blackbeard.
All right, there you go. You pick the ultimate. That's
Captain
the exact opposite.
Blackbeard.
Are you going to be like Jack Sparrow, or are you trying to, like, escape the...
No,
the...
we're just boys. We're boys in this scenario. He, like, rolls up to my house. He's like, "Arr, I docked here for the weekend there."
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want to
get turned, Mitty.
You want to like pound some beer? He's like, arr, I brought 4 bottles of rum. And I'm like, ah, oh, we're getting fucked, aren't we? He's like, arr. That's my black beer impression.
So what do you do about his obsession with booty? How do you cure that?
Now, when you say booty,
that's up to you. You have to, because Blackbeard is now in the modern description. So if he comes here to your house going, I parked my pirate boat in the San Francisco Bay.
I feel much better about my Blackbeard now.
Right?
Fuck off. I was almost Irish. I parked my boat in the Irish
Bay. Hey, lad.
But how would you explain to Blackbeard that booty isn't what it means anymore?
I mean, I feel like he'd be all right. I'm like, you know that means, like, ass now, right? And he's like, that's also fine.
But if he just thinks you mean donkeys.
I don't think so.
Donkeys are asses, though.
You're an ass.
I mean, he's a reasonable guy. You can explain it to him and he'll get it.
And we're boys, right?
So Dev knows if Blackbeard is a knowledgeable guy.
Oh, he's the boy. He's the boy.
He's the boy.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. Good old Jack Sparrow taught me that.
Why you gotta keep bringing up Jack Sparrow? I don't understand.
Because I'm obsessed with Johnny. It's gonna be poop. If you base 5 movies off of a Disney ride, it's not gonna be that great. Jeff.
What?
Jeff.
Why are we whispering?
Before you take a sip, what's our next?
No, I feel like Blackbeard's a good pick, though, right? Because I was gonna say my other pick, but it's gonna cause the whole thing. So, do you want to know my other pick?
Yeah, please,
it's
please.
Hitler.
Hitler. No, that's solid. You can be curious.
That's a good pick, right?
You don't have to be a sympathizer.
Like, I don't want to hang out with Hitler, but I want to hang out with drunk Hitler.
Yeah.
I want to know what he's like.
Yeah, like his opinions would sway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He'd be like, he's like, you know what? All the Jews are all right. I got a little crazy. And everything just spun out of control. And I'm like, Adolf, it's going to be okay. He's like, I'll block now.
I said I'd gas them all, and I just took too many opioids. I don't know what to do anymore.
I'm in over my head, Jeff. Probably going to kill myself.
These two are terrible people.
No, that sounds like a good time, though.
Not justifying Hitler at all. And I'm not saying it's going to be a good time. It would be interesting. I'm not agreeing with a good time.
Good time.
I'm not agreeing with a good time.
Get drunk with Hitler? That'd be a good time.
Interesting.
It'd be
interesting.
Funny.
You'd learn some things.
Good interesting.
Time. I'm going with a good time. I'm locking in a good time.
You want to be labeled as the racist here, go ahead.
Why is it racist to, like, want to hang out with someone who's fucked? Like, I'd want to get drunk with Genghis Khan. That doesn't mean I agree with Genghis Khan.
Yeah, but literally half the world is related to Genghis Khan. That's a different thing. If
Hitler... Yeah, because he raped and murdered everyone.
Nah, he was just a successful ruler. Come
he
on.
Just, like, slayed Poon?
Yeah, exactly. Mad Poon.
Genghis Khan slayed Poon.
Hashtag bad legal teams.
Definitely not illegal teams. Just, put his dick in anything that walk, but...
Oh, God. Please move this on, Jeffrey.
Moving on! Another question.
Another one.
If you were to get drunk in one fictional universe, which one would it be? And why? Dev?
Definitely... The Star Wars universe.
Why?
Because they have blue drinks.
But that's blue. It? Details.
Okay, details. Because... Okay, I could be sitting in the bar in, like, a cantina, and Obi-Wan could just walk in because this is what he does. He just walks in and cuts somebody's arm off. That's just what he does. And that would be... That'd be the coolest thing to witness.
So you want to see a Jedi cut someone's arm off?
So you
I mean... Not just for him to walk in and just cut anybody's arm off, but because
cut
I mean,
your arm off.
Somebody who deserved to get their arm cut off, he could just walk in and do it. So as Jedi business, as Anakin would say.
You just want to drink there just as an excuse to be there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would be dope to see a Jedi walk in and do Jedi business.
That, but...
You tell him, Dev. Don't let him pull that shit.
Okay.
Fight me!
Which planet in Star Wars, then? That's what I was trying to study.
Definitely...
Coruscant?
Not Coruscant. Definitely on Tatooine, because shit doesn't go down there, and shit needs to go down there.
So you would like to be the guy who shot Greedo?
You mean Greedo's
a
Solo?
Little bitch, though. Greedo didn't shoot No, first.
I mean, Dev Dolo. Why you gotta look at me like that? So then, Jeff, what fictional universe would you like to,
Narnia.
Really?
With Mr. Tumnus.
You're bullshitting me.
I want to get turned with Mr. Tumnus and Aslan.
Do you like Turkish Delight?
I love Turkish Delight.
That's what I was going to say. I'm pretty sure Mr. Tumnus only drinks, eats Turkish Delight. What if we put, alcohol in Turkish Delight? Do you think you would...
Rum chocolates?
In that case, fuck no. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Yes.
You couldn't say no to that.
I'm going
to
go with yes.
You could if he realistically wanted to.
What the fuck is your point here?
I don't know. So
why do you got to get me so angry all the time?
So why Mr. Tumnus?
Because Mr. Tumnus is dope. He's got hoofs. I like hoofs. He seems like a pleasant individual. He hangs out by that lamppost. I mean, I'm more on a just like drink with Aslan.
But Mr. Aslan looks like you put down a few.
Oh, yeah, you put down one or two, that's for sure. But like, Mr. Tumnus can come along for the ride.
So pretty much you just want to drink with someone who has hooves and can live in a magical universe.
Adjacent to a lamppost, yes.
Alright, sounds good.
What do you got? You can't beat either of those.
Definitely
those are really good fucking picks.
You just pick... shit on my pick for like 5 minutes.
You gotta pick like Harry Potter or some
no,
shit.
No, because you.
Oh, that's a good pick.
I don't want to drink with Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings also a good pick.
Oh, that's a good pick too, yeah.
Dude, stop calling out my fucking backup options. Goddamn. What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Lord of the Rings is a good pick.
Yeah, that's why. I was literally gonna pull that out of my ass.
Drink with the dwarves?
The dwarves, yeah.
You guys can pound a beer too.
Jesus Christ. You guys fucking stumped me. You took my Lord of the Rings answer. Shit. That was my backup here. Oops. Jesus
Good
Christ.
Good job on saying that, Dad.
I want to drink with Rick from Rick and Morty.
Lame.
I want to get hammed with Rick and travel the motherfucking universe. You just suck my dick.
I mean, that's kind of conditional.
It's not my house isn't conditional.
I mean, like, you don't know if he's going to, like, travel the universe with you.
Oh, Rick would travel.
Is it the universe you want to drink in?
Yeah, and I want to drink with Rick.
No, you want to drink in Rick's universe.
Yeah.
But will he be your friend?
You could live in
But Rick would he really stay in my universe? That's where Jeff's trying to school me right now on Rick and Morty.
No, I'm not at all. I'm just saying that it's a big planet. It's a big universe. You just want to be in the universe? All right.
Yeah, I want to be available.
You can be on that planet where the sun screams.
Yeah, all day.
It's
all
a
day.
Screaming sun. That was a good scream. That was a quality scream, I must say.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Yeah. Are you upset because I took Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I'm really upset. That was literally my backup option. You guys stumped the fuck out of me, so.
What's another one, Bailey?
Another one? Firefly, which is Please the Nerds.
Why Firefly?
Because it's the Wild West in the future.
Ugh.
Who wouldn't want the Wild West in the future? You can shoot some revolvers. You can have a good old saloon and then hop in your spaceship and jump to the next planet.
Everything you say gets me closer to punching you in the mouth.
Yeah, well, maybe if you're actually edumacated in sci-fi.
And fucking the one season of Firefly that I obviously saw because there's one season.
Did you actually see it, though?
Yeah, I watched Firefly.
I don't believe you.
I didn't watch it.
You're bullshitting me. You never watched... Nope. Bad guess. You
must have seen all the things we've seen.
I know. Otherwise, why would we ask you? But you never saw Firefly.
I saw Firefly. Unacceptable. Bailey must have a thing he's seen that I haven't seen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. I've seen a lot of things. A lot of free time, you know?
Okay, then I want to drink with Daredevil.
So the Marvel Universe.
Just
I don't think you understand the parameters of the question. Stop picking a fucking fictional character. What unit? I can't. Can you explain this, Devin? Because I'm getting real stressed over here.
Think of us in the multiverse.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The multiverse includes every multiverse that exists to mankind, in our own human perception.
And you're telling me you wouldn't
let him speak.
Yo, real quick, you're telling me you wouldn't want to get drunk and just watch Iron Man and good old fucking Daredevil just beating the shit out of people?
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, then go. Go.
You're fucked. The question is not, would you want to drink with Daredevil or not? That's not the question. The question is, pick a fucking fictional universe. Bailey, you're out of the question. All right. Moving on. Drinking? Good? Yeah? You like drinking?
I like drinking. Yeah?
Let's cheers to drinking.
Some cheers to
drinking. Fuck you, Bailey.
Guys. Fuck you guys too.
God, I hate you. Fucking cancer on my life force.
All right.
Dave, I believe you have a question to pose to us to get me out of this prison that is this friendship with Bailey
and our existence.
What?
Well, let me just break this friendship here. Okay, I have a would you rather question.
Oh, one of our world famous would you rather questions on Things That Are News.
Yeah, we got so many ideas through our email that Dev filtered through them and picked the best one.
Yeah, because all the rest of them were shit.
Did you not get any email questions this week, Jeff?
Yeah, but we're not at that segment yet, Bailey.
I'm just saying that we let Dev look through them and pick the best one.
Don't lie to the listeners. Dev, did you look through the emails?
Didn't do it.
Dev did not look through the emails.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Okay, Dev.
I'm sorry, Bailey. I love you.
Let's go with the would you rather that Dev thought up on his own.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Dev's original would you rather.
Oh, my God.
Not from one of the listeners. But if you would like to give us a would you rather.
Please email us at thingsthatarenews.
Please.
At gmail.com. Dev, go before we look pathetic.
Okay.
Definitely we.
Would you guys. I'm asking both of you at the same time or like one of you at a time?
I mean, no. Either way, up to you.
Okay. I'll just both of you and then just one of you. Anyway. Would you rather be any member of the Justice League or be a Jedi?
Can I pick which Jedi?
You can pick which Jedi.
Or am I
Jedi.
Just like, I'm a Jedi? No, you can
definitely pick which Jedi, because they definitely do have different powers, each of them, yeah. So
yeah.
You can pick which Jedi you want, yeah.
Tantalizing. Bailey, your thoughts?
Why you always gotta try? You shit on me and then put me in the hot scene. So every time you can shit on me, go.
Sorry to make that like super into nerd territory, but I had to.
Nerd is fine.
Because you guys talk about Star Wars all the time,
Yoda.
And I needed to put it in there.
You choose Yoda.
I choose Yoda.
Over Batman.
Yes.
Why?
As much as I love Batman.
Why Yoda over Batman?
He's real cute.
Literally. Your reason. Come on, bro.
Okay. If you put... Alright, realistically, it's not... Like, in a fight, like, obviously you can pick Superman. Superman will fuck up Yoda.
No, you're not allowed to pick Superman.
Okay,
you can't pick Superman. Because Superman is, like, he can do anything.
You can pick the Flash, I guess. You can pick... I don't know. Now you just ruined my whole argument, but...
No, I mean, okay. You can pick anyone from the Justice League except Superman. Because
yeah, fuck Superman.
Superman is...
Can I pick Martian Manhunter?
Yes.
Can I pick anyone on the Justice League?
Okay, you can.
Yeah, because.
You said the Justice League, and you're like, I'm gonna knock them all up. Batman, no.
Yeah, no, you can pick Batman. Pick Batman.
You got Batman or Hawkgirl. Those are your options.
You can pick Batman. You can't pick Superman because.
He's OP.
He's just exactly. OP in every sense of the term OP. If we just know what OP means,
it's
it means
original
like,
prankster, yeah,
like,
got it.
Like overprotective of his children.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
I was better. Yours was better than mine. no, I pick Yoda.
Yoda, why?
Yoda,
Because can't, like, you made a good point, Martian Manhunter. Can't he just copy Yoda?
I mean, he could make him look like Yoda.
And then just act the same.
I mean, yeah, he could fool you that he is Yoda, but
he can
actually,
he use the Force? No.
He can't think he can use the Force.
Can he transcend his life beyond death? No.
Yeah, okay, touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touché.
Yeah.
Can he speak in backwards words that kind of make riddles but kind of don't? No.
Yeah, but that's not valuable to why you choose Yoda.
It's not about value.
You
it's
choose
about
him because...
What's important to me?
It's important
backwards worded riddles.
It's important because he doesn't know grammar.
I mean, he knows grammar.
No.
He just has his own language form of grammar.
Yeah.
No, it just means he has his own language. It doesn't mean he has his own grammar. He's a little fucking goblin alien. You think?
God
you...
damn, that's offensive.
It's not offensive. How is I'm telling
little
you?
Fucking goblin alien.
There is nothing offensive about that if we're talking about Yoda.
What are you doing with your mic over there?
I don't know, but it's about to fall off the table. So,
probably stop jerking it off over there.
Oh, I can't help it, my friend.
Yeah, it's like hanging on by a thread. What is Bailey doing? No more shots for Bailey.
I fits it too much. Well, maybe you shouldn't have whooped my ass in fucking Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, what are you
going
to do?
Can't help it. Can't help it.
All right, Dev, what's your pick? And can he beat Yoda? Probably not. You're going to say Batman.
I know. I mean, I was about to, yeah.
You're going to say Batman.
No, but, okay, I'll pick... Fuck, I was going to say
Batman. You're going to say Batman. Think I don't fucking know you, Dev?
Okay, wait.
Think I don't know when you pose this question? You're like, I'm going to say Batman, and I'm going to be great.
Okay, but wait. What if... So wait, are we supposed to fight or what?
No, it's not about... No.
It's just whoever could beat
whoever.
We're
talking about drinking. Come on.
No, I mean, like...
Who's going to be the happiest?
When you have drinks with them.
We're not...
I'm talking shit. I know I'm wrong.
Leave, Bailey.
I know I'm wrong there. Leave. I'm fully aware it's wrong.
All right, let's make this clear for Bailey. Dev, what's your question?
I was teasing.
If you could pick any character... No, if you could choose between being a character from the Justice League or be anyone of the Jedi, you can pick which Jedi you want. You can pick which Justice League character you want. Pick either or.
Yeah.
Don't pick Superman because that's you're cheating.
But you still don't have a choice.
I mean, Jeffrey cut me off. I was about to say something.
My apologies.
But so, you can go first.
So Dad picked Batman. Why do you pick Batman?
I wasn't going to pick Batman, but I was going to say, that's why I asked, are we going to fight each other?
No.
We're not going to fight each other.
Yeah. I mean, it's your question.
Yeah.
Are we going to fight each other?
This is true.
Are we going to fight each other?
Are we going to relate over the fact that
that's a good question, because now I don't think, now there's no reason why we would pick one person or the other.
Exactly.
So then we have to fight each other.
I mean, I'm just doing what would make me the happiest.
That's also good.
If I could pick one of them that would, like, if I can exchange lives with one person, I'm like, this is better. This is definitely better. Probably pick Yoda.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
Batman, he's not a happy fella.
He's not happy at all. No, he hates his life, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty miserable.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to pick that.
Over about six movies, he's had flashbacks about his parents.
Too. Over about six movies.
Yeah, I'd rather not have my parents be dead and, like, yeah, okay. You know what? Fair enough. Okay, good point. I'm going to pick...
Smoothies. Sorry.
Yeah, what did you say?
Okay, continue.
This is going right off the rails. Bailey, what's your pick?
I choose Mace Windu.
It's a good pick.
Yeah,
it's a good pick.
Solid.
Definitely not better than Yoda, but
no, you never know. He didn't get the opportunity. He got blasted out of motherfucking window.
Are you trying to be Supreme Leader Snoke?
Yo, don't even pull that shit. Yo, there's no way that Mace Windu is Supreme Leader Snoke.
But what if he is?
Don't try to pull the Star Wars bullshit. There's no way. You're telling me that fucking Mace Windu tried to kill Darth Sidious and then became Supreme Leader Snoke? No.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, let's be honest. It's Darth Maul.
If anything,
it's definitely Darth Maul, but why wouldn't it be Mace Windu?
Darth Maul is way more considerable than Mace Windu.
Way more considerable.
That's a logical word. Suck my dick. Because Mace Windu was not evil. If anything, he would have become a great Jedi, just like Ahsoka has.
Just like Qui-Gon.
Exactly. So you really think he would have gotten killed, but after finding out that the ultimate evil exists...
Killed.
Sorry. You think he would have gotten knocked out a window at Samuel L. Jackson, who doesn't ever die, and you...
You're right in your own grave there.
I am. We'll take that. But
even
really,
when there's a lot of snakes on a plane.
Even when he's on Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't die.
But you think Samuel L. Jackson is really Supreme Leader Snoke?
I don't think it's him personally, no.
Exactly. So I
want. But it might be Mace Windu.
I want
to
chill with Mace Windu. I want. It's like a dick. I choose Mace Windu. I want a purple lightsaber.
I mean, he has like the Vapod power. So.
You think I could hustle Mace Windu into giving me his lightsaber?
I mean, probably not.
No.
He literally picked it because he wanted to stand out in the crowd. Did you ever see the Graham Norton show?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna bullshit.
You gotta tell me about this.
For a show that I didn't know shit about until I just happened to casually stumble upon in that work. Yeah, like he's a really good show. You've never seen a Graham Norton show?
No.
It's like a late night talk show, but in Britain.
Yeah, exactly. And like he has like a lot.
But you can say F words.
He has a lot of like famous people on movies on it, and he's had Samuel Jackson on it with I think Sandra Bullock was with him on it that episode, and he asked him why his lightsaber was purple, and Sam Jackson told him like okay, so George Lucas approached him with it, and he was like, "Do you want to be in the Star Wars movie?" And he's like, "Yeah, for sure." So like he was in the first episode, he's in the second episode. And he was like, okay, so we're going to have you in a fight scene, like in a scene with like a bunch of Jedi. And Samuel Jackson was like, okay, I want to be able to watch this movie and point, like pick myself out in the crowd. So he told George Lucas, like, give me a purple lightsaber so that when we have that big scene where all the Jedi are in like the arena and shit, like I want to find myself. So then... he gave him a purple lightsaber, and then they did the big giant fight scene, and he was like, oh, look, there I am right there. And like, oh, yeah, that's sick.
Oh, yeah, that's me, the only black guy.
Look at that, yeah. And then,
but I thought they put the purple lightsaber in Knights of the Old Republic, like the OG one when I was on Xbox.
That was after they did... Ooh, what's that?
Was it, though?
What year did that come out? I'm pretty sure that came out.
I'm pretty sure it came out in 2002, and the episode 2 came out in 2003.
No, episode 2 came out in 2002.
Could be the same year then.
Alternative.
So all of Star Wars is really decided by Samuel L. Jackson. Solution solved.
It was definitely
Jeff. What's the would you rather?
That was it.
That was the would you rather.
That was the would you rather.
I thought that was a question.
I mean, I guess all would you rathers are questions, but not all questions are would you rathers.
Yeah, touche.
Let's
argue semantics here. We're already arguing semantics about Samuel L. Jackson and purple lightsabers.
If you want me to pull up the email, I'll get the question of the day.
Yeah, but no, you should definitely always watch the Graham Norton show because it's dope.
You should always watch it.
I will take you up on that.
He has Fassbender and James McAvoy on it all the time too. It's awesome. It's actually like
what did you say?
Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy.
McAvoy.
That's definitely what I said.
McAvoy.
McAvoy.
I was confused.
McAvoy and Hugh Jackman has on it too. At the same time,
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, you guys saw Logan, right? It was dope.
It was dope.
On the day it came out.
Well, very impressed, Bill.
Well, I wasn't bragging. I was just.
Tired
of it.
We got a new question of the day. Question of the day. Today's question of the day came to the Gmails from
the Gmails
from Brian.
Who's Brian?
Brian.
Why are you surprised about Brian? He didn't leave his last name.
Okay.
You just said Brian. I would like spell out his email, but that's like a whole personal. don't want to, like, give out people's
emails. Yeah, fair enough.
All our millions of listeners might email them.
Yes. So what did Brian tell us?
Brian didn't tell us anything. Well, again, he's a long-time listener, first-time question asker. As they always say.
First-time question asker.
Go.
Brian wants to know, if you were on a deserted island and you had one person with you, who would you bring?
Dev.
Dev?
Yeah, fuck you, Dev.
Why the hell not?
Goddamn.
I feel like Dev actually appreciates my opinion and this.
Yeah, give it a week.
This guy, Jeff. No, me and Dev could build a fort and not hate each other because we'll build separate rooms.
Yeah, and you can fuck each other and everything will be great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Jeff will just shit on my opinion of how it looks the whole time until I want to fucking kill him and eat him.
Jeff would murder you in like 3 days.
Exactly. So I want to pick Dev because I feel like we could peacefully coexist.
For the record, Brian just emailed back. He wanted to specify it's not limited to people in this room. It's anyone.
Well, then I
thank you for the prompt follow up, Brian. But
well, then I'm going back to Gandhi because.
Did you think it was before?
No.
I was just being a dick.
No, I know. Don't wait. I'm going back to Gandhi then because.
Gandhi.
I'm going to pick the most peaceful man in history to fucking live on an island with.
I bet he's super annoying. I bet it'll get right on your nerves.
Well, you're betting on a really high bet that neither of us can actually wager on, so. How the fuck are you going to prove Gandhi was selfish or not?
I'll find a way.
Alright, fuck off.
Yeah, who do you pick? You got one person, you're stuck on an island with them.
Are we picking a real person or are we picking someone, anyone?
Real.
A real, fuck.
Well, alive or dead?
Ooh, okay. Shit, okay. I will
and
pick.
It can't be Bailey because it's a bad pick.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I'm pretty industrious.
Industrious he is, but.
Probably
shouldn't say Hitler.
Yeah. You stumped me there when you said I had to pick a real person.
You can pick a fake person. You can pick Batman.
Because, I mean, he'd help me survive, but. Okay, fine.
Well, I mean, Batman's prepared for everything, so.
There you go, but, well.
I mean, Green Arrow is probably a better bet. That's kind of like his forte,
surviving on an island. Yeah. Okay, no, but we can't cheat like that, right?
You gotta pick a real person.
Real person. Real person. Okay. Joan of Arc.
12-year-old girl.
12-year-old girl that can talk to God.
The
you tell
me
you don't want
you
that?
You guys have not comprehended. Like, you can just be like a pretty lady.
Yeah.
I'd rather survive than jerk off, I'm sorry.
I'll pick Jesus because he can just turn shit into wine if I really get, like...
If there's one lady on the island, she gotta be your wife, she gotta have your kids. Like, once you have that, it's like, you gotta draw the line because otherwise it'd be too incestuous. Not down.
I didn't get any of the logic in that, but...
Does that not make sense? If you're stuck on the island with one lady, like... I'd rather pick someone I can survive with and try to get the like off the island with. Rather,
we're not getting off the island.
We're just like literally stuck there forever.
I mean, like you could get off, but it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
Okay, I would pick. Okay. Okay, wait. When you say pick one, a person like isn't a human?
Yeah.
What do you want to pick? Like, fucking, what do you want to pick?
Okay, you're right. I was going to say...
Rocket Raccoon.
I was going to pick something that could breed, but then I was like, shit, I have to breed with that then if I'm going to make another one.
Was it a Harambe?
What is it? I was going to say like a chicken, and then I could just like breed chickens, but then I was like, there's only one chicken I can pick, so I can't breed with
if
the chicken.
If only life works like that, you can start a farm, but I like, just like... Get one chicken and get the farm started.
Shit. Okay, I will pick a real person.
Real, yeah. I don't know why this is such a hard concept for you to grab. It's a pretty straightforward question.
I mean...
I thought it was, like, Brian, good pick, thank you. I'm sorry, this is...
I'll pick
Okay, Jeff, you go and we'll return to Dev since he's
mad. Thank Jesus, pick so now. He can turn some water into wine when I'm feeling like shit's you hopeless.
Jesus works. Everyone loves Jesus.
Just Jesus, just give us some wine because I'm fed up with this shit and I want to drink some shit.
I pick Richard Simmons.
Why Richard Simmons?
I think it's a good time.
Like Richard Simmons as in like...
Not the Richard Simmons you're thinking. That's what I thought. The white people Richard Simmons.
Yeah, the guy who's in short shorts and fucking always working out.
Yeah.
He's literally disappeared, but either way...
All right, I pick Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
From comedy on an island? You're a creative.
I would kill myself. You want him to do prop comedy on an island where you got, like, possibly coconuts. And possibly is emphasized there.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he supposed to do prop comedy with? He's got no props.
Necessity is the mother of creation, Bailey.
Yikes. Jesus Christ. He's going to use your body as fucking props next.
What the fuck? On that note, I think it's time to end this week's episode of Things That Are News. Do you have any finishing notes, Dev? Did you think of your pick? It's Batman, isn't it?
It's probably Batman. I mean, he can do anything, so.
And how did you enjoy the time on the show, Dev?
It was real fun. I mean, hoping to be back here soon.
Oh, yeah, always. You're always welcome. First guest and the best guest.
So let's say first guest.
Because technically Christine was the first guest.
Yeah, you can, Bailey, where can people
find her? Oh, she's back. She walked in. Yo, that was really weird. You walked in at the perfect time.
That was real creepy.
Christine just walked in the house.
Oh, for realsies. Has she been out recently? What, I forgot what I was going to say. What was your favorite part of being on here, and where can our guests find you if they look you up online?
My favorite part about this was talking about a lot of shit about being drunk. Listening to a lot of Jeffrey's shit about being drunk, because Jeffrey has some really good shit. You can find me on the grams
at
Dev with 2 V's, Das with 3 S's.
So let's spell it out for the really white people. It's
DEVVDASSS.
Fantastic.
Hold it down on the east side. And, that's
been a pleasure.
Jeffrey just shook my hand. Kind of.
Anytime.
Yes.
Bailey shook my hand, too.
So long as you don't beat us at Super Smash Brothers.
No, I'll fuck you up again next time.
No, they don't beat me.
Follow us on Instagram at Things That Are News. Email us at the Gmails at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. We're on Facebook with the Things That Are News. And you can find us on the YouTube at Things That Are News. And we're on the iTunes at Things That Are News. And Podomatic at Things That Are News. This is Things That Are News. Thank you for listening to Things That Are News. And we'll see you next week.
Love
more,
you.
More things that are news.
And not a dev. Because it's too much.
See you.
Peace.
Good timing.
That was like excellent timing.
Dad just claimed that he was like